Art historians call it the desecration of civilization. For 3 days in April 2003, looters rampaged in the storerooms and galleries of Iraq's National Museum, making off with some 15,000 priceless objects. Many dated back thousands of years to the great civilizations of Babylon and Mesopotamia. Donnie George Ukana, then director general of the museum, remembers it well.
We had them there, single items, very unique for the history of mankind. They were there in that museum. And then just some of them just completely destroyed, some of them looted, gone. When I remember, deep inside myself, I feel my heart bleeding for that.
George, who fled Iraq at the height of the insurgency, is teaching anthropology at a university near New York City. In his absence, the museum was restored with major donations from the United States and Italy. About half of the objects that were stolen or misplaced were located and retrieved by Iraqi and American investigators. Last year, to much fanfare, the museum reopened, although much of the exhibition space is still closed and only special groups can visit. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki officiated. At the time, George said reopening the museum was premature. He said the museum was being reopened for political reasons. He still expresses anger over what happened 7 years ago. Coalition forces, he says, had parked a tank a few blocks away from the museum. He says he asked to have the tank moved to the museum entrance, but American troops had no order to intervene and stood by as Iraq's heritage was plundered. One memorable moment that week was when Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld dismissed the looting in Baghdad as unimportant.
Freedom's untidy, and free people are free to make mistakes and commit crimes and do bad things.
George says many of the looters knew which objects they were looking for and where to find them. In other words, they were insiders. On Sunday, April 12th, George returned to the museum to survey the damage.
It's a great shock. The word anger is not enough.
Fast forward to today and a slide presentation George gave at a New York museum.
That Sunday when we came back to the institution, this is what we found. Over 120 rooms were trashed like this, and everything was taken away. All the doors were smashed like this.
Fortunately, some of the most precious items had been removed from the museum ahead of the invasion, like the famous golden lyre of Ur, over 4,500 years old.
Before that time, we have evacuated the real gold head, and we had the bronze head there, so they took the bronze head.
Still, many valuable pieces remain missing. The FBI lists the Lioness and the Nubian, an 8th century BC ivory plaque, as the most wanted work of art in the world.
It's inlaid with precious stones and gilded in some parts. That one was actually one of the masterpieces of the museum.
Today, anyone can view the museum on the internet. Italian curators inaugurated a virtual museum last year. But the worldwide search continues, with the goal of showing the real treasures together in Baghdad one day. Bernard Chessman, VOA News, New York.